65 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, Bill, we got the trading month off to a good start yesterday. What are we seeing so far this morning?
Well, we're higher again here this morning, Brian. We got corn, December corn is up 3.5 at 327 and a quarter. The November beans are up 10.5 at 954 and a quarter. Wheat's up about 4 cents at 398 and three quarters. So kind of a follow through from yesterday. We are seeing a couple of things here this morning. Probably the two main things, we did have a jobs report out this morning, and it was not as much growth in the jobs as people thought. This, of course, told the market that maybe this interest rate increase by the Fed may be postponed a little bit, and it really changed the markets as it came out here at 7:30 this morning. The equities jumped a bunch here. As an example, the NASDAQ is up there kind of challenging last month's highs. The big change from the commodity standpoint was that we saw the dollar reverse. The dollar was higher this morning and reversed lower on the jobs report. That was kind of a change here and more positive for the grains. There's a couple of private estimates out today. The USDA, of course, will be out on the 12th with their crop production number. The Informa is out this morning, and last month they had pegged the crop at 169.8 and 47.7 on the soybeans. FC Stone is out this afternoon. Last month they had pegged the corn yield at 175 and the beans at 48.8. There's kind of a general feeling that the numbers on these private estimates today will be less than what the USDA numbers were, and that's another reason that's kind of supporting things. Also, we've got a three-day weekend. Want to mention that. Sometimes you get some volatility on a three-day weekend like this, with Monday being Labor Day. Open interest has been up the last couple of days. It was up yesterday on the nice move higher that we had yesterday. That's a positive sign, because that's telling us that that's probably new longs coming into the market, not necessarily just the shorts being, you know, liquidating and taking profits. So just to kind of summarize here, for a minute, I think what we've seen is we have seen the demand get better with these lower prices that we've seen. The cure for low prices, where there's a growing concern in the traders' standpoint that the yields may be below what the USDA had talked about in August. And we have the private estimates coming out today. Well, I think we could really end up about anywhere. It wouldn't surprise me that we would maybe sell off a little bit from these highs that we're at right now as we go into the close. But depending on what the privates say, that may help to support the prices as well. So everybody have a good weekend.
All right. You too, Bill. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us this morning to tell us what's happening with the commodities. Current conditions, cool, comfortable, and sunshine summarizes it pretty well. Our warm temperature spot right now is at 63 degrees in Tuscola, Monticello at 62, 61 degrees in Decatur and Danville, 60 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, Sullivan, and Gibson City, and sunshine throughout the listening area so far here this morning. Meanwhile, we're a touch warmer outside our studios on Friends Plaza in Urbana, up to 65 degrees at 8:59. Mostly sunny skies in your forecast today with a high of 77 degrees. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight will get down to a low of 54. Sunshine again tomorrow with a high of 79 degrees. Mostly clear tomorrow night, below 57. Sunshine and up to 82 for the high on Sunday. We will start to warm up, a little more humidity coming in early next week as well. Our next chance at rainfall looks to be Wednesday night into Thursday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.